Now, it's your turn with Dave Malarkey. 724-283-2525. It's Butler County's only live call-in talk show. It's your turn on 680 AM WISR and worldwide on the internet at WISR680.com. It's your turn, 724-283-2525. And now, it's your turn with Dave Malarkey.
Well, good afternoon once again, everyone. Welcome. Nice to have you with us here on the It's Your Turn program for a Tuesday, a very hot Tuesday. It's already close to 90 degrees here at 12:30 in the afternoon. And welcome, whether you're listening on the radio to our broadcast or listening anywhere around the world on the internet. Nice to have you with us on It's Your Turn today. We have lots of guests today. Coming up a little bit later on the program, we're going to be chatting with Stan Kosciuszko, who's the president of the Butler County Chamber of Commerce, along with representatives of this year's recipient of the Community Champion Award, and that would be the ARC of Butler County. So that's coming up a little bit later. But first, several members of the cast and staff of the Butler Little Theater summer youth production of Peter Pan with us here in the studio. So let's meet our guests. First of all, Christian Sandrowski is directing the show. Christian, good to see you.
Yeah, good to be here.
Nice to have you back with us. We've chatted with you in the past.
So yes, for sure.
Nice to have you here. And we have three members of the cast of Peter Pan. Naomi Eberle is here. Hi, Naomi. How are you?
I'm good. Okay. Thank you.
Also with us is Shadow Regis Polarine. Shadow, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
And also with us is Sean Klein. Sean, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good to see you. Peter Pan, a classic. First of all, we better get the particulars just in case somebody's listening in the car and they're, you know, pulling into the shopping center and about to leave. We want to make sure that they know when this is coming up. It's next week, Christian, is that right?
Yes. So our show is July 11th through the 14th. The 11th through the 13th, the show starts at 7. And on the 14th, it's a matinee that starts at 2 in the afternoon.
So that's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday of next week.
Yes, it is.
At, of course, the Butler Little Theater.
Yes, at the Butler Little Theater.
Mm-hmm. Peter Pan, there are a number of different iterations of this story. There have been movies, there have been TV specials. There's a musical version of Peter Pan. You're doing the stage play, though, not the musical, right?
Yes, so we're doing the stage play, and it's actually probably one of my favorite shows that I've ever read, and it's really nice to see it come to live on the stage.
It's a timeless classic, Sean Klein. It's over 100 years old.
Yeah, way over 100 years old.
I didn't know. I looked it up, and we were chatting for a couple of minutes before we went on the air. J.M. Barrie, of course, is the creator of Peter Pan, a Scotsman from way back. Peter Pan debuted on the London stage in 1904.
Yep, 1904.
That's 115 years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the story is still
absolutely
popular.
Timeless.
Yeah. Shadow, you were telling me that it's there's been another revival on Broadway. There have been several previous revivals.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that they're having a show at the Benedum in Pittsburgh soon of the musical.
Touring company coming in. Yeah, yeah. By the way, Shadow, what part are you playing in this production of Peter Pan?
I have the privilege of being Peter Pan himself.
Peter! Now, there may be some folks. Make sure you get close enough to that mic for me. Keep my engineer happy. Some folks might be saying, wait a minute. Shadow, a girl, is playing Peter Pan? That's a tradition, isn't it?
Yeah. Whenever they first started putting this production on stage, he was played by a girl.
Mm-hmm.
I forget her name. But she had played the part, and she became like the queen of Broadway for a while.
Yeah, Mary Martin is the person you're thinking of. Now, of course, Peter Pan was played by girls and women long before that, but she would be the most famous one around here. And that tradition continues. There have been, over the past 30, 40 years, there have been many women. Kathy Rigby, I think, played Peter Pan, the gymnast. Andy Dennis played Peter Pan. So You're the latest in a long line, Shadow. Also with us, as we mentioned earlier, is Naomi Eberle. Naomi, what part do you play?
I get to be Wendy Darling.
Wendy Darling. She's such a darling, isn't she, Wendy?
Just a little.
That's one of the kids, right?
One of the three darling children.
Yeah? And tell us a little bit about Wendy. Is she the oldest? Am I remember that correctly?
She is the oldest. She's almost 12. Portrayed as almost 12.
Ancient. 12 years old, for goodness sakes.
So very old.
So that means there are two younger kids, right? There are three altogether?
Yes, there are three. It goes Wendy, John, Michael.
Mm-hmm. Do you know the kids who are playing your younger siblings?
John is being played by Connor. Totally forgot his last name. And Michael is being played by Lila.
Mm-hmm. Well, these are young people, young adults who've been brought together in the summertime. Probably many of them don't know each other. They go to different schools and everything, right, Christian?
Yes. I think we have, I know just in this room, we have some people from Carnes City. I grew up in the Knox School District, and Naomi herself is from Butler. So we're from all over the place.
Well, don't you think that's one of the great things about a summer youth production, that you mm-hmm. get to make new friends and meet kids that you would probably never rub elbows with otherwise?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so Naomi is Wendy, Wendy Darling. And Shadow is Peter Pan. That leaves you, Sean Klein. I'm going to take a wild guess. You've got to be playing Hook, right?
Of course. I'm actually also doing a dual role as both Captain Hook and Mr. Darling.
Also a tradition, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Just as I mentioned with Shadow, where the role of Peter is always played by a woman or a girl, Captain Hook is always played by the same guy who plays Mr. Darling.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that goes way back to, the Mary Martin days. We were talking about that. Cyril Richard, when I was a kid, played Captain Hook and Mr. Darling. So that's a long tradition as well. Of course, as I recall, last time I saw the musical, Mr. Darling only appears early on, right?
He does appear early on, and then he appears at the very end of the show when the children come back to the Darling house.
You've got to do quite a character switch from Mr. Darling to Captain Hook.
Yes, I do.
Surely everyone knows this story, right? I don't know. You folks are all younger generations from me. Had you heard of Peter Pan? Did the kids still read Peter Pan?
I mean, I think it's less read now and it's more like watched or it's
true.
Seen on stage.
Mm-hmm. But think of that. Something that was written in 1904. Still popular. Still much beloved among... I could say kids of all ages, because I know there are a lot of adults who still love this story. Mm-hmm. So we've got, this can be pretty complex, Christian, to try to stage this, not only in an amateur theater group, but with, mainly young people and young adults. You're surely not flying people, are you?
No. Actually, a lot of our effects that we have in our show is done through our lights.
Uh-huh.
Since the Butler Little Theater's fly system is fairly old, we figured it would be very dangerous to actually fly Peter Pan, so we decided to do that through light cues and portray it that way.
You know, there's actually a company, and I can't think of the name of it right now, but there's a company that specializes in doing nothing except going around to different parts of the country and rigging actors to fly in Peter Pan. It's Flying by mm-hmm. something, and I can't think of the name of it right now. But that's all they do.
Yeah.
Well, it's pretty complex, to pull that off. Speaking of complex, my goodness, there's a lot of different settings for this show. From Never Never Land to the Darlings I think it opens up, doesn't it, Naomi, in the bedroom, the darling's bedroom?
In the nursery.
Nursery, okay. Well, nursery bedroom. don't be too hard on me here. I haven't seen this in a long time. But a lot of settings means it can get pretty complex on stage, Christian.
Yes. And actually, you'll definitely feel like... So what I wanted to go whenever I read this show, I wanted it to be... almost like telling a story around the campfire. Mm-hmm. So you'll definitely get that feel. And I know for those who have seen other productions of Peter Pan, it's definitely going to be a very fresh take on this show that they have seen many times. And for people who are just coming in, I think they would also really enjoy it as, like I said, it is a fresh take on Peter Pan.
You know, that's a very fascinating take that you're presenting here, just like a story around the campfire, because that's really what Peter Pan is. I mean, it's obviously a fantasy, and let's gather around the campfire at night, and I've got a story for you, and here it is, Peter. That's a good idea.
Yeah, thank
great,
you.
Great
thank
idea. You. Yeah, and that's what good directors do, right? They come up with fresh takes on old stories.
Yeah, for sure. I think part of being a director is figuring out not just what other people have done in the past and copying that, but also bringing your own take to the story, because otherwise, then how is theater supposed to grow and evolve?
I want to talk a little bit with Sean Klein about especially the role of Captain Hook. This is one of the great roles in theater, because you can go over the top till the cows come home and people eat it up, right?
Yeah. It's really... just a matter of how far should I take it. Like, should I take it, like, to, like, the extremely outlandish, or should I take it, just bring it back a little bit, make it more subtle? But it's all just it's a variable act.
What are you doing for costume-wise for Hook?
Costume-wise, we actually have a large black wig that I'm going to be wearing. Mm-hmm. We have a long red coat and just some boots that I'm going to be wearing as well, just to make him, like I said, over the top, kind of.
And, of course, the Hook.
Oh, yes, the Hook.
You want to make it funny but scary, scary but funny, right?
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. I can tell you've had fun with this role already.
Oh, yeah. This is actually one of the more fun roles that I've played, because I get to basically take it and run with it.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Shadow? What does Peter Pan wear in this show?
He just wears basic, I think he's wearing a pair of leggings and then I think just a tunic that's wrapped with a piece of rope.
Classic Peter Pan suit, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, more of this show's coming back to me now that we're talking about it. My memory's being refreshed. Yes. We have the Lost Boys, right?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
When... I don't know. Maybe the stage play version is different from what I remember. Naomi, you can help me out here. The darling children decide to go with Peter Pan to Neverland, right?
Yes, they go to Neverland, and that's where they meet the Lost Boys.
And who are the Lost Boys, anyway? They're the Lost Boys.
So,
now, what I mean, I don't mean who are the kids who are playing them. I mean, have they been kidnapped or shanghaied?
They were the children that fell out of their prams when they were first born.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they weren't claimed in 7 days, they were sent away to the Neverland.
You can tell this is a British play. The boys who fell out of their prams.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I.e. their strollers. in American English. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we have the band of pirates who are gathered around Captain Hook.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, most of the productions that I've seen, they treat these as kind of like comedy relief. I mean, they're pretty inept, aren't they?
Yeah, for the most part.
Anything but scary, that's for sure.
Yeah. I think there's some parts where they are a little bit scary. However... for the most part, they have been our comic relief in the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about the... do you have a croc? Is there a crocodile?
So that is
Does that not appear in the stage play?
That is actually also done through our lighting cues, because we do have a crocodile.
Uh-huh.
And Our storyteller, because we do have a narrator for the show, gets to portray that through the lighting and through his own mannerisms. His name's Luke, and unfortunately he could not be here today, but he's done a very, very good job in the role.
Is that in the script, the narrator, or is that something that you added to kind of move things along?
So it is actually in this script. This is an adaptation from J.M. Barrie's original story, and the original script that I read for it didn't have the storyteller, and I thought it just really added something to the show.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's used sometimes in even in modern day theater.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, one of the most popular musicals in the last quarter century. There's a narrator to move the story along. In fact, the narrator's a pretty big part in Joseph and in some other shows as well. Hey, if you're joining us a few minutes late on this segment of It's Your Turn, we're talking with several members of the Butler Little Theater Summer Youth Production of Peter Pan, which goes on the boards at the Butler Little Theater next week. And we have guests here in the studio to talk about it. Four performances, right?
Yes, the four performances are July 11th through the 14th. The 11th through the 13th starts at 7 o'clock, and the 14th is a matinee that starts at 2 o'clock.
And everything, of course, at the Butler Little Theater. Tickets at the box office, or
do you know
if they're online too, or just at the box office?
They are online as well. You can get them at bltgroup.org, or you can buy them at the box office as well.
Mm-hmm. Kristen, you started out working at the Butler Little Theater. You were in past summer youth productions a few years ago, weren't you?
Yes, I was. Shannon Donovan, who originally started this youth production, these youth productions, I was just a mere actor in those ones. And then eventually, as time progressed and I got the opportunity to help out with Snow Queen, and then eventually got to direct Treasure Island, which everybody saw last year.
Mm-hmm. And so you're doing it again, huh?
Yes, I actually really enjoyed the experience that I had, and I'm really glad that I got to do it again.
You said you went to high school at Knock?
Yes, I did.
Did you do any theater when you were in high school, or did that come later?
Yes, I actually started with Once Upon a Mattress as our musical, and then I liked it so much that I continued onward and did the plays as well, and found that I actually enjoyed the plays more than the musicals.
And you're in college. Where are you going to school?
Yes, I will be going to school at Tribeca Nazarene University in Nashville in this fall.
Wow, you better start packing early. That's a long trip to get out of Nashville.
Yeah, for sure.
Load up the car and take all your junk, huh?
Yep.
Do you know what you're going to be studying?
Yes, I'm actually going to be studying dramatic arts with communications.
Wonderful. Let's talk a little bit with our other guests about their experiences. Naomi Eberle, what about you? You are at Butler, right?
I am going to Butler.
And what grade will you be in come fall?
I will be heading into 8th grade this year.
And that's in Butler, that's intermediate building, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Have you done much theater?
I'd like to say I've done a fair amount, but really it doesn't really matter how much you've done. But I have been in a couple shows lately.
Obviously you enjoy it, huh?
Very much.
Yeah. Is it tough to rehearse a show in the summertime when maybe some of your colleagues are just loafing around doing nothing?
It depends on what kind of role you get. Certain roles require more action.
So you don't mind, obviously, huh?
Nope.
Yeah. Shadow, what about you? You're still in school?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I go to Carn City, and I'll be going into my sophomore year.
Have you done, Carn City has a rich tradition of shows. Yeah. Have you done anything there?
I've been in one musical. I've worked stage crew, and I've been stage manager for one of the youth productions, and then I've done this.
Mm-hmm.
I've also hosted the variety shows.
Mm-hmm. And Sean Klein is a student at Slippery Rock University.
Yes.
And I want to talk a little bit with Sean because he had a very interesting late winter, early spring. You took a little road trip, didn't you?
Yes, I did. With Marching Pride, we went to Ireland this past spring and marched in the St. Patrick's Festival Parade.
The Marching Pride, in case you're not familiar with that, it's the nickname of the marching band at Slippery Rock University.
Mm-hmm.
And you will be, come the fall semester, what class will you be in at Slippery Rock?
I'll be a sophomore at Slippery Rock.
Oh, my. So you played in the Marching Pride band as a freshman.
I did.
Wow. What instrument, Sean?
I actually played the tuba. And this coming fall, I will be our tuba section sergeant for the entire section.
Obviously, you played tuba in high school.
I did not, actually. This is this past year was my first year playing tuba.
What is this guy, a natural?
Yes.
He picks up a tuba, and next thing you know, he's in the Marching Pride at Slippery Rock University. That's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, I did march clarinet when I was in high school,
mm-hmm.
and then the last 2 years of high school, my band director asked me, hey, do you want to switch over to euphonium and try that? And I said, sure, why
your,
not?
Your first response was, what's a euphonium?
Yeah, but I was like, sure, why not? And so I played that for 2 years, and then we got our mailer from our director of the band at Slippery Rock, and I decided, you know what? I feel adventurous, so I'm going to try tuba. And here we are.
Well, that's not too far off from the euphonium, really, when you think about it.
Yeah, not too far.
Was by the way, the Marching Pride did very well
mm-hmm.
at that parade. You took a top prize in
yeah
double.
we took best overall band as well as best adult band.
Mm-hmm. Did you get any time to look around Dublin, or were you too busy marching and rehearsing and everything?
We actually got a couple of days to look around Dublin, and a very, very rich cultural city. It absolutely fantastic. You can just sink your teeth into anywhere and find something worthwhile.
Mm-hmm. It's a big city, but the central district is walkable. You can mm-hmm. walk just about everywhere. Yeah, and then you had went across the country. Doesn't take very long to get across the country in Ireland, but yeah. You went across the country to Limerick.
Yep.
What did you do in Limerick?
It was about a 4-hour bus ride for a competition parade that we did as well in Limerick. And for that one, we actually took Best International Band.
Terrific.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they'll invite you back again, huh?
I hope so.
You would go again?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Was that your first time out of the country?
Not technically, but it was my first time that far out of the country.
Mm-hmm. And you went to Carn City, you said, right?
I did.
What are you majoring in at Slippery Rock University, Sean?
I'm actually majoring in music education.
So you want to be a music teacher?
I do.
Yeah. Yeah,
my end goal is to be able to teach at a college after I get my doctorate.
Mm-hmm. Did you do shows while you were in high school at Carn City?
I did every single show that we had to offer. I even, the same as Shadow over here, I hosted the variety shows for a number of years. I did at least one show per year while I was in high school. And for those who don't know, Carn City runs 7th through 12th grade. And I did shows since my first grade year all the way through to my sophomore year of college, which is where I'm at now. So altogether, 14 years of experience.
Well, it's something that you can continue to do even after you get out of school and, you know, you join the workforce. You can always use amateur theater as a hobby.
Definitely.
A vocation, a little bit of fun. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Has it been difficult to rehearse in the summertime?
It hasn't really been that difficult. I mean, I do work during the mornings, but my evenings are free to do whatever I want to do, and I decided to do this show, which was the perfect time to do so.
Well, we have Captain Hook with us here. We have Peter, of course, and we have Wendy Darling. There are a couple of other main characters, as I remember it, Christian. There's Tiger Lily.
Yes.
Who plays that role?
Tiger Lily is played by Lindsay. And she's done a very, very good job with the role as well. And she also plays Liza.
Mm-hmm.
Liza is the darling's maid.
Another bit of dual casting that was quite common in the original production.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Actually, this was not written as a play. When J.M. Barrie wrote Peter Pan, it was a book.
Yeah.
And then it was very shortly thereafter adapted into a play.
Mm-hmm.
I guess those are really the principal characters, but there's a lot of... Well, you got your lost boys, you got the darling kids, and so on and so forth. How big's your cast altogether?
Our cast altogether is 17 people in the cast.
Ooh, it's a lot of people to get on stage at the Butler Little Theater.
Yeah, for sure. But we managed to make it work.
Yeah, that's terrific. Sounds like you've had a lot of fun. When did you start rehearsing?
We started rehearsing probably, wasn't it early June?
Yeah, I think it was sometime around early June.
Yeah,
so you've had to hit it pretty hard here to get ready in a month, huh?
Yeah, we only had about 6 weeks to put this show together, and but everybody's put in so much hard work, and it definitely shows.
Have you had trouble building your sets and so on?
Nope. We have like a few touches here and there on our set, but besides that, everything's good to go.
I understand that you're using some latest high-tech wizardry for Tinkerbell that would not have been available to Mary Martin way back in the day.
Yes, we are actually using laser pointers.
Laser pointers for Tinkerbell.
Yes.
Got to be careful with those things so you don't point them at somebody.
Yeah, for sure. But we managed to make it work, and we worked around where our cast's blocking is. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's kind of neat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing Tinkerbell, live on stage? Laser pointers. Yeah, that's pretty good. Gosh, Peter Pan, the summer youth production at the Butler Little Theater. And again, if you missed the earlier part of our conversation, it's next week. Christian, maybe you could go over the details again for latecomers to our program here.
Yes, so the show dates are Thursday through Sunday, July 11th through the 14th. The 11th through the 13th is at 7 o'clock, the show night. And Sunday, July 14th, at 2, and you can buy your tickets at bltgroup.org, or you can buy them at the box office.
The Butler Little Theater is located just a half a block off Main Street, right at the bottom of North Main Street Hill. There's a sign there, in case you don't know where it is. And Shadow, what is it that Peter Pan says? I'll never grow up. I won't go. What is it?
He wants always just to be a boy and to have fun, but the catchphrase that's usually associated is, he'll never grow up.
He'll never grow up, yes. Mm-hmm. Doggone it, I'm just never going to grow up. the great fantasy play by J.M. Barrie, Peter Pan, live on stage at the Butler Little Theater next week. Hey, gang, thanks for coming in. I know that takes up a little bit more of your free time here in the summer, but it's nice to have you here and nice to talk about this show.
Thank you for having us. Yeah,
thank
sure.
you.
Sure. Once again, our guests, Sean Klein, Shadow Regis Pollerine, Naomi Eberle, and Christian Sandrowski. Break a lug. Good luck on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
More to come on It's Your Turn. Stick around. Coming up after a quick break here, we'll be chatting with guests from the Butler County Chamber of Commerce and the ARC of Butler County. Program note, Pirate baseball again tonight here on WISR. Did you hear that game last night? 18-5, the Pirates defeated the Chicago Cubs. Josh Bell had a pretty fair night. 3 home runs and 7 RBIs for Josh Bell. Can they keep it going? Find out tonight here on WISR, airtime 6:40 from PNC Park. Okay, quick break. Back with more of the Tuesday edition of It's Your Turn right after these words.
Tri Rivers Musculoskeletal Centers is celebrating 25 years of calling Butler home, and they're inviting you to join them for an ice cream social. On Thursday, July 25th at the Tanglewood Center from 5:30 to 7:30, come enjoy a fun few hours with Brewster's Ice Cream, basket raffles, and a chance to visit with the Tri Rivers physicians and staff. There's no cost to attend, but please RSVP for the event by July 19th by visiting TriRiversMSK.com.
Summer is the time for picnics, pools, popsicles, and purses. That's right, it's time for YWCA's Purses for a Purpose, presented by Deal Toyota. I'm Elizabeth Short, president of YWCA Butler, inviting you to join us on Sunday, July 28th at the Vagabond Center for Purses for a Purpose, a day of fun, laughter, and lots of designer purses. We'll be giving away over 120 designer bags from names like Coach, Versace, Kate Spade, Michael Kors, Marc Jacobs, Tory Burch, and many more. So grab your friends and get your tickets now. Don't miss your chance to win over $15,000 in prizes. To get your ticket, call YWCA Butler or visit facebook.com/YWCA Butler. Heat up your summer with YWCA's Purses for a Purpose, presented by Deal Toyota.
Welcome back, good friends. Next portion of our It's Your Turn program today, we say hello to the president of the Butler County Chamber of Commerce. That's Stan Kosciuszko. Stan, good to see you as always.
Thanks for having me back, and happy 4th of July.
Indeed. It's almost time, isn't
almost
it?
Almost time, day after tomorrow.
I've talked with a couple of people who already kind of have that holiday feeling.
You know what? The people must have done a long bridge holiday because our parking garage is basically empty. So I think a lot of people took advantage of taking vacation.
And I'm sure there'll be a lot of people that take Friday off to
We're closed Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, four-day holiday weekend.
Yeah.
We also have guests with us from the ARC of Butler County. We say hello to Mary Kay Dugan, who's the Director of Vocational Services. Mary Kay, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good to see you. And also with us is Marissa Wagner, who is the Transition Coordinator. Marissa, nice to meet you as well.
Hi, Dave. How are you today?
So why do we have guests, Stan, with us from the ARC of Butler County here today?
The reason I wanted the ARC of Butler County to be here was every year the Chamber of Commerce since 2003 has given an award to a community champion. Mm-hmm. And it's a business, nonprofit, that collectively has made a big impact on Butler County. And so this year we will be honoring the ARC of Butler County on Wednesday, July 17th. At 11:30 with a cookout luncheon up on the diamond. We'll have a tent set up, and they will receive their award, and we're just real pleased that the ARC of Butler County is receiving it this year. We have a special connection with the ARC. Not only one of my sister-in-law's, her brother is a client of ARC, but ARC mm-hmm. does a lot of work for the business community, in particular, my beautiful newsletter that goes out once a month. ARC does that for us. They pick it up at Minuteman, they pick up all the flyers, and then they take it to the post office. And it's always perfect. We don't get any calls. We used to get calls from the postmaster all the time. Since the ARC of Butler has been doing it, we don't get any calls. So we're real pleased that the ARC, last year, as if you remember, the winner was the Butler County YMCA. And the first award winner was somebody I can't remember. Oh, it was the Slippery Rock Area Development and the Shade Tree Commission.
So. Well, this, Mary Kay, is it's a very nice honor for the ARC.
It sure is. I was looking at the list of previous winners, and all of them very fine agencies, companies. It is an honor to be included among them. It truly is, and we do appreciate it very much.
Do people have to make a reservation if they want to stop by the presentation?
If they want a hamburger and a hot dog, yes, I would suggest making a reservation. There's no charge to attend. Mm. They can call the chamber 283-2222. And the reason we're able to do this free is our sponsors are KenMac, Butler County Tourism, C.W. Howard Insurance Agency, and NextTier Bank. They sponsor it. They pay for the luncheon. And so it is free.
And that would be a couple of weeks down the road. Well, 2 weeks from tomorrow, Wednesday, July 17th at Diamond Park. Well, let's talk
I was just talking to Mary Kay. I'm hoping that they'll bring some clients, maybe the ones that do our newsletter. They also do provide a cleaning service, and they're Cracker Jack cleaners. I mean, they're really good. Mm-hmm. But they do, at our building, the next year building, they do have a cleaning contract with Stantec.
Yes. Let's talk a little bit about the Arc of Butler County for listeners who might not be familiar with all the good things that are happening there. First of all, Mary Kay, you're located right downtown.
Yes, our main office is located in Pullman Center, but we also have a couple of offices downtown, and the main one that probably everybody knows is Park Productions, which was the old post office, and that's how people still refer to us. So we are there. We do a lot of work, as Stan said, for the business community in Butler County, different contracts that we have with different companies. We also have a couple of newer programs that Marissa can talk about. One of them is the after-school program that we have for area students. And also we operate an adult day program that we just started operating in our activity center in town. So we do all kinds of things. On top of that, we have a variety of living arrangements for people. We have traditional group homes. We have supported living. We have semi-independent living, family living. We just have a whole bunch of different programs that we offer for people with disabilities, for vocational, for living arrangements, for recreational and fun time activities also.
Your clients could have either a physical disability or a developmental disability?
Yes, in general, the clients who live in our homes and work in our programs, for the most part, have an intellectual or developmental disability, but we have many that have physical disabilities. And with our community job program, it's people with all disabilities of any kind that we help those folks find jobs in the community.
Well, let's talk about some of these other programs with Marissa, since we are pleased to have her with us today. First of all, the adult care program. This is relatively new, Marissa.
Yes, we are in week two with this program.
I guess it's relatively
new. It is very new. We just started. We're very excited to start. It's giving a lot of the individuals that we serve the opportunity to explore other options, be able to socialize in a different manner, and still enjoy the time that they have at our building.
Does this take place at the building or
yes.
another location?
Yeah, it's in our activity center. That's downtown, right here in Butler.
Mm-hmm. Is that at the old post office?
Yes, it's the same place. It's a different section of that building. Mm-hmm. Yes.
By the way, that's the way Butler people refer to stuff that's been around. It's
yes.
to say old post office is fine. It's just like 100 years from now, people will be saying the old Troutman's building, and everybody will know
everybody
what you're talking
exactly
about.
Or
except people like me who just started working here in 2002. When they say down at the old post office, I'm driving all over the place.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way we identify things here today. We got the old Troutman's
right.
building. We got the old armory that's now the Butler
right.
Health System. And we got the old post office.
Right.
That's wonderful. So this takes place as part of the regular
That's
day.
That's my office is in the old Nixon Hotel.
That's true. Except that the old Nixon Hotel isn't there anymore. But that's where it was.
Uh-huh. Across the street from the Lafayette Hotel.
Yeah, no question about that.
Sorry to interrupt.
No, that's okay.
It is amusing.
So this takes place during the regular part of the day for clients there, Marissa?
Yes, they still attend their normal hours that they would any other day. And then they're just in a different location of the building, given different opportunities, doing different types of activities, exploring.
Could you run us through some hypothetical things?
Sure. We will be exploring music time, where they'll have the chance to enjoy music, some art therapy, where they'll be able to paint and create different things. Eventually, once we get things moving along, we're going to incorporate some skill development, like safety in the kitchen, cleaning, that kind of thing, just to help these individuals continue with their daily living skills, keeping them moving, exercising, yoga, different things like that. So as they age, they're still moving, they're still doing things, they're still able to keep up with everybody else and still keep the skills that they have today. So later on down the road, they aren't starting to fall behind others.
Obviously, you need facilitators for this program. Does that come from your regular staff?
Yes and no. We have some of our regular staff, and we're hiring as well.
Yeah, we have new hires also. Mm-hmm.
So we're doing a lot. It's a lot of good changes. A lot of our clients are really enjoying what we've been doing the last couple of weeks. We're very, very excited to get the ball rolling and keep moving.
You mentioned another program, Mary Kay, and I was trying to scribble down some notes
after
here.
The after-school program.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I had it written down here, but I wrote so fast I couldn't read my own writing.
That's also Marissa's program. So,
tell us about that. This is after school?
Yes, we run an after school transition program. It's called the Arrow Program. Mm-hmm. And we work with high school students in the Butler Area School District who need a little bit more assistance with that transition from high school to adult life. So we work with them during the school year 3 days a week for a couple hours on independent living skills like their basic cooking and cleaning, how to use the community and their resources. And then we also work with job skills, how to write a resume. We work on interview skills with them and self-advocacy. It's one of the biggest things with these young adults is being able to stand up and speak for themselves, being able to make their own decisions in life. So we really work on self-advocacy, self-determination, empowerment, having their own self-confidence so they can decide what they want to do with life after high school, whether it's college or a trade school or going straight into the workforce. And then if the opportunity arises, we can offer them other ways of learning new job skills through job shadowing and different things like that as well.
So I think I'm getting the picture of this program. In high school, individuals who might be dealing with a disability, it's a more structured environment. But then suddenly high school is over, they're entering young adulthood, and they could be at sea without some little extra help here, I guess.
Yes, we kind of help guide them down the path of what they want to do, because a lot of these students, they get help in school, but once they're done with high school, that's it. They don't have the rest of that guidance. So we kind of push them in a path that's the best path for them. We help them with those decisions. We help them with the supports. What resources are they going to need? Are they going to need any kind of supportive employment? We just kind of try to round things out for them so they're not just thrown out into the universe when they graduate.
Is this a relatively new program also, or has this been around for a while?
Well, I just finished our third year in the program, so this fall will be our fourth year that we have run the program. It has grown. I started with 6 students, and this year I finished with 13. 5 of those 13 students graduated from Butler Senior High School and are exploring their next option in life. Some of them are going into working. Some of them are considering the possibility of trade school.
So you personally help facilitate this program?
Yes, I'm the program director, so I choose the curriculum, I create the lesson plans, and then I also teach each day that we have the students. And I have 2 assistants that help me run the program as well.
You mentioned Mary Kay Dugan, living arrangements. Can you expand on that a little bit for us?
Well, we have a variety of, the Arc of Butler County does have a variety of living arrangements for people with disabilities, and we were one of the first people in Western Pennsylvania to open up traditional group homes. I think we did that back in 1973. We still have some group homes available, but we also have other arrangements where people can live in family living, which is where they live in a family type setting with a, I don't want to say it's a foster family, but it's something similar to that, where they live in a family setting. And then we have folks who are supported within their own homes. They might live with their parents, but they need some help, and home activities. So we have staff that go into their homes to help them. And then we have folks who live totally on their own in their own apartments, and they just have staff maybe a couple of hours a week to make sure that everything is on an even keel and that the bills are paid and that there's food in the fridge and things like that. But we have a variety of options available for people depending on what they want and what they need.
You still have group homes in a number of different locations?
Yes, we do throughout Butler. Yeah, we have, well, I don't even remember how many we have anymore. I want to say 14, but we do have quite a few group homes, and most of those are 24-hour supervision, so we have staff there around the clock.
Mm-hmm. Well, you made a good choice when you decided that the ARC of Butler County would be a community champion this year.
That's right.
Because they sure are.
They're well-deserved. Well-deserved. Yeah. And they fulfill a need that nobody else fills that need. I don't know if you've been down to their building at the old post office.
I have been, yeah.
But it's interesting. And the what I like is a sense of pride that their clients have, because they really feel productive, which they are, and they feel wanted, and they feel needed, and they feel protected. We all want to feel protected.
Mm-hmm.
So they can go there and feel very comfortable about what they're doing, and then they can assess their needs and appropriately place them and help them as needed. So
Stan mentioned some of the work that your clients perform for the chamber.
Right.
Can you talk a little bit, Mary Kay, about work that is done there by your clients?
Well, mainly we do packaging and assembly work. Stan mentioned a janitorial service that we operate as well. But mainly we do packaging and assembly of different products for various companies. A couple of our bigger customers would be AK Steel and also Mine Safety Appliances. We do many, many, many things for them each week for those companies, putting together products for them, shipping them out, shipping them back to the company. So we do quite a bit of that and numerous other companies as well, but it's primarily simple packaging or simple assembly.
If someone should visit the building on a typical day, how many people would they find working in there?
Well, on a typical day, I think we range anywhere from 60 to maybe 70, 75 people, depending on what day of the week it is. And then all the staff there to support that. So there, you could walk in there. There could theoretically be 100 people in that building on certain days.
I think that might be a pleasant surprise to some of our listeners to realize just how busy that place is.
Yeah, I think most people really have no idea until they see it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's also a good place now that it's summer. We're talking about summertime. Go get your supplies for your fire pit. Because they do that also.
We have firewood, we have fire starters.
Fire starters, the citronella candles.
Let me take a quick break and then we'll mention some of those things
here,
because that would be good. You're listening to It's Your Turn here on WISR. It is the Tuesday Super Hot and Sticky Edition of It's Your Turn. The last time I looked, it was already 88 degrees, and that was a half an hour ago. I don't know what it is now. This is no surprise. We knew it was going to be up around 90 and really sticky today. One of our sponsors on the program today is Butler Motor Tours. Oh, my. But they have some neat trips planned as we move through the summer and into the autumn season. Coming up in the not-too-distant future, tail end of July, early August, how about Riverboat Bliss aboard the Twilight? This is an old-fashioned riverboat that moves up and down the upper Mississippi. It's a six-day trip. Check out details on the website of Butler Motor Tours, which is butlerbus.com. Also, a three-day trip to Washington, D.C., July 31st, August 1st, and August 2nd. You'll be able to visit the new Bible Museum, just opened last year, and some other events down there, and of course, all the sites and the monuments in Washington, D.C. You could travel July 25th, a one-day trip, down to the Shanksville area in Somerset County at the Flight 93 Memorial. Have you been down there? Well, there's an opportunity to go down comfortably. You don't have to worry about driving or parking. You just ride on one of their luxury coaches from Butler Motor Tours. They're also going to Noah's Ark and the Creation Museum in Kentucky. They're going to Branson, Missouri for a summer show tour. They're going to the Cleveland Air Show. A one-day trip up there and back on September the 1st. Cape Cod and New England in September, Mackinac Island and the Upper Peninsula of Michigan in September. Check out the website. All the trips are there, the itinerary, the date, the cost, and everything. Butler Motor Tours, a local company, South Monroe Street in Butler, online at butlerbus.com, butlerbus.com. I was looking through the list, and Mary Kay Dugan referred to this, Stan Kosciuszko, the list of past recipients of the Chamber's Community Champion Award. Historic Pullman Park Commission, the Butler Freeport Trail, Harmony Business Association, the Butler Symphony Association, the Meridon, the Butler Little Theater Group. And I'll tell you how prestigious this award is. And I know you go to the Butler Little Theater on a regular basis. Award framed and hanging in the lobby, right inside the front doors of the Butler Little Theater.
Yeah, we're very proud of these organizations because, you know, people think, well, the Chamber of Commerce is business, but the nonprofit organizations really provide not only a lot of services to the business community and to the residents, but the nonprofit organizations employ a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So they're feeding the economy. I mean, you look at those people that you just, those companies and organizations that you just mentioned, they employ a lot of people. The Strand Theater won 1 year, and look what that has done to Main Street Zelianople. So they make an impact in such a variety of ways that I was real pleased when the Chamber decided to start this award, because we'll do our Community Business Champion at our annual dinner, and that, of course, is for a for-profit business.
Mm-hmm.
But the nonprofit award, to me, really touches my heart and these organizations. As a volunteer, you know, it's in my blood. My parents volunteered. And it's nice to see these nonprofits get the award. Yeah.
We mentioned briefly some of the...
Oh, and I need to mention one thing.
Oh,
John Link, who is their president and CEO, of course, he's on vacation this week, making them do all the work. So, John, if you're out there listening... I think he's at Virginia Beach or Atlantic City.
They go to New Jersey. They go to the Jersey Shore somewhere.
So they're in Ocean City. But anyway, John, while you're basking in the cool waters of the beach, your employees are here working their butts off.
It's a good week to be on vacation.
Good week.
It's a good week. We alluded in passing to some of the products that are available through the ARC of Butler County. Mary Kay Dugan, we should talk about that. Firewood, for goodness sakes?
Yes, we package firewood in bundles, and it's a really good price for the firewood. It's very good wood. We also offer fire starters that we make there that they're kind of about the size of a cupcake. It's like wax and some sawdust, some wood shavings, and it's in a sort of a cupcake shape.
For your fireplace or something?
Yeah, you throw it in there, it starts your fire going. It'll burn for probably 20 minutes. That'll be enough to catch for the wood to catch and everything. So just called a fire starter. But they're real nice for cookouts and camping and things like that. It gets the wood going, and the firewood itself is very good. We also make candles. A good thing for this time of year is our strawberry citronella candles, which work very well as far as keeping the bugs away, and they also smell good.
Put them out on the porch or the patio or the picnic table.
Yeah, put them outside and light them up, and they are a very nice smell. And we also offer plenty of other candles as well of different varieties and different great scents that we use. So we make those. We make some wood products like wood signs for your home. We have things that we can put in your front that have for the front yard would have your house number on it and your last name if you want that on there. So we make all kinds of things there and sell them.
Where do people find these products?
Well, they can come to our building.
Go to the old post office.
Go to the old post office and you'll find our stuff there. And they can always call. And I think we have a few things on our website too, like arcbutler.org, where some of our products are displayed and they would give you information there about how to order them. But generally, if you come to our building, we usually have some things, and if it's not exactly what you want, we'll be happy to make it for you. So it's all available.
I've seen some of the firewood, too, like outside a few businesses, right, around the area?
Yes, we have firewood at quite a few businesses, a lot of Giant Eagles in the area.
That's where I saw it, outside of Giant Eagle, yeah.
We also have met a couple of Giant Eagles in, I think, Beaver County and Washington County, I believe. We have them, and we have them sold up at Lake Erie. We've sold to campground up there and a couple of campgrounds up in Forest County or Jefferson County up north above Clary. And so it's getting around our wood. It really is a very good deal. For the price, you're getting a really nice package of firewood.
Wow, it's a good time of the year to talk about that.
I'm speaking from experience.
Yeah.
Well, it's good quality wood.
This is the time of the year when people go camping.
Yes. This is the time.
I have great memories in our family of going to Cook Forest. Anybody ever go camping at Cook Forest?
Cook Forest and Deer Park. We used to go to Deer Park.
Where's Deer Park?
Not far from Cook Forest.
Really?
Yeah.
I've been to Cook Forest many a time.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I'm lucky I don't have Lyme's disease.
Well, when I was a kid, we didn't have to worry about that. We didn't know what a tick was.
Exactly.
Let alone have to worry about them. I want to take just a second here as we begin to wrap up our conversation and chat with Marissa Wagner a little bit. She's transition coordinator for the ARC of Butler County. So we're doing a lot of work for companies. We're cranking out products, Marissa. But to me, I don't have any training or expertise in this area, but for me, all of this adds up to great self-worth for your clients. I'm sure that it makes them feel better about themselves. Sense of pride, self-worth.
Absolutely. They are so proud when they do a lot of hard work. Payday is the best day ever. They all want to show you their paycheck, how much they made. They're very excited. They're very proud that was their work. They did that work, and they earned that paycheck. So it's definitely self-worth for them, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing a sense of satisfaction on the part of you and your staff to see this reaction from people.
It's very rewarding. They are wonderful, wonderful people to work with. They just love life, and if you're having a bad day, they know. They give you a hug. And they go about the rest of their day, and they're just like you and me, coming into work, coming to see their friends, eating their lunch. Yeah, it's really great. It's great work.
That's life. You mentioned you might see upwards of 100 people in the building on a specific day. What about staff, Mary Kay? Well, how big a staff do you have at the ARC?
Well, it's growing every day. Right now, I think we have probably 20 or so, but with the new programs that we're adding, we're having to add new staff. So it does grow. More and more people we're hiring. So,
do other counties have an ARC or anything like we have here in Butler County, like the ARC?
Some counties do. A lot of counties have an ARC, but a lot of ARCs don't provide services. They just do advocacy for people with disabilities. But there are quite a few counties in our western region that also do provide services in different areas of western PA. So, yeah, there are quite a few that do.
But I'm guessing the ARC of Butler County is pretty much on the cutting edge for your continued growth and programs and everything.
We do continue to grow and change. It's just the way the marketplace is now for services for people with disabilities. They definitely, the state wants to see people taking new roads and new paths towards providing meaningful services to people. So that's what we've been doing as well. We've been around for a long time, I believe since the late 1950s when the ARC of Butler County got started in 1957. So we have been here a long time, and we're just growing and changing.
Community champions indeed, that's for sure, the ARC of Butler County, and they'll be honored as such.
Indeed, well-deserved, and they've been around for a long time. They're one of the first.
Yes.
The ARC of Butler County is one of the first. So,
Mary Kay Dugan, Marissa Wagner, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
And if you're listening out there, you know, you're welcome to attend the luncheon. Just call the chamber to make your reservation and come and congratulate the ARC of Butler County on this achievement and what they accomplished and are continuing to accomplish in the community.
The award luncheon will be Wednesday, July 17th in Diamond Park at 11:30 in the morning. Quick program note as we wrap up here today. How about the Pirates last night? 18-5, they beat up on the Chicago Cubs. Josh Bell had a fair night. 3 home runs, 7 RBIs.
You call that fair?
You heard the game here on WISR, and we've got tonight's game as well. 6:40 is airtime for Pirate Baseball here on WISR tonight. I'm Dave Malarkey. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday. Stay cool. We'll see you tomorrow at 12:30 for the Wednesday edition of It's Your Turn.
Applewood Chiropractic Health and Fitness Center, the only executive-level fitness center in Butler, providing a clean, unintimidating environment with modern equipment and a full-time staff to assist you. A proud partner of the Silver Sneakers and Prime Networks, Applewood offers classes like Silver Sneakers, Pyo, and high-intensity interval training. Open daily, the fitness center has flexible membership options and discounts for students, military, and paid EMS employees. See more at applewoodchiro.com. Must have valid student or military ID or proof of EMS employment for discount.
Concordia Visiting Nurses is a Medicare certified home health agency offering services provided by healthcare professionals like registered and licensed practical nurses, physical, speech, and occupational therapists, home health aides, and many more. We also provide specialty services like palliative care and telehealth monitoring. If you're in need of home health care, choose Concordia Visiting Nurses. Call toll-free at 1-877-352-6200.
Thanks for joining us for today's edition of It's Your Turn with Dave Malarkey here on WISR 680 AM. Today's broadcast is also archived for you online at WISR680.com. Tune in again next time for Dave Malarkey's It's Your Turn, weekdays from 12:30 to 1:30, right here on WISR 680.
Current temperature outside 88 degrees, some pop-up showers and thunderstorms starting to hit our area.